The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name, and that all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." You are witness to these things. And behold, I am sending you the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany and raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. They did him homage. And then they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
This feast of the Ascension is in two different parts. One is the part of Jesus leaving, and the other part is those who were left behind. And we might, and I invite you to think back in your own lives or your family lives, when there was that moment when you took your little child to kindergarten, preschool, whatever it was, and you had to leave your child with some other people. And either you were completely overwhelmed with tears, or your little one was overwhelmed with tears, or both of you were just really happy to separate each other. There could have been that moment in which your kid spent the first night at someone's house, and this is the first night that this little one has ever not spent time with you as parents. And there's that moment where it's like you come to pick them up, and they're kind of saying, "No, I want to stay." There are moments in our lives where we transition from one thing to another, one thing to another, whether it's from school or from completion of an academic experience, or whether it's a moment in which your child is getting married and you're saying goodbye for that eternal time with this new spouse. And it's like, what am I going to do? But there's also that sense of, I'm glad they're going. I'm glad they're becoming independent. I'm glad they're going to move forward in their lives. It could be that moment in which you say to yourself, I need to leave a job and move to something new, to transition to a new job or to retirement or something in your life. It could be a time in school where you've had this good friend and something blows up the friendship, and after a deep sense of grief and pain and struggle, you choose to make new friends and continue to live. It could be that moment where you thought you were going in this direction in life, and all of a sudden something happened and you were invited to do something different, and you said, wow, I didn't know I had those skills, those talents, those opportunities. Whenever those moments happen, we are at an ascension moment. We are at a moment in which we can choose to weep and cry and be overwhelmed, which is human and good and holy. But there's also that moment when we ascend, in which we allow Jesus or the other person in our life or the past of our life to be let go so something new can happen. There is that moment in our lives when on the other side you realize, like, this is amazing. Other people eat different foods than we did at home. It's just amazing that these people like to pray together, or we pray at home and they don't like to pray together. There's something new, and on the other side, there is that reality of what could be. There is that moment where you come back to your home for the first time in college and you realize you don't know how to make an egg, and you don't know how to boil water for coffee, and you go for a few days or weeks and you realize going to fast food is not going to balance your budget, and you don't want to call mom and dad for another loan for something else. There is that moment when you look back and you say, what I had was comfortable or nice, and made me secure, and this new place is so new, it's awkward, it's different, it's just so different. And Jesus invites us into that place today on the Feast of the Ascension to realize when we come to a place where we either let go or we go forward, there can be grace in this moment. There can be healing in this moment. There can be an opportunity in this moment for something that is new. The apostles and the scriptures tell us that they were not understanding what Jesus was about. They had been with him all these years. He was their preacher, their guide, their rabbi. He was the one that gave them new meaning. His preaching and his healing was astounding, and they followed him, and they understood, they thought they understood what he was about. And now they've experienced his death, which was overwhelming in itself, and then he comes back to life, which was amazing in itself, and now he's not staying with them. And it's like, why is this happening? They are overwhelmed, like you or I can be overwhelmed. There's a dynamic when I watch crowds that always baffles me. There's a moment in child development where a child will be holding your hand, and you see these parents walking down the street or at the store or someplace, and this 11 or 12-year-old is still happy to hold mom and dad's hand. And then there's this magical, mystical moment when they don't want to be around you at all. It's like, ooh. There is those moments of transition that are positive and affirming and awkward and at best sad or terrible, overwhelming. There are those moments when you go on a camping outing and you're the first time away from home and the other kids seem to be okay and you're the one that's crying and wondering, did mom or dad abandon me? It's in these moments of transition, of ascension, that God invites us tonight to believe that God is ever present. In those moments of joy or pain, of letting go or moving forward, God is with us. The scriptures invite us today to believe that for ourselves, for our family, whoever we call our close friends, and our world, there is a place for us to feel all those feelings and also to feel something new is about to happen. The disciples had been mentored so well by Jesus that they were overwhelmed at his death. They were astonished at his resurrection. And in the ascension, the scripture tells us that even though they knew something was happening that they didn't understand completely, the scripture says they went back and they continued to praise God and they continued to go to the temple worshiping God. They knew something even greater was about to happen, something that was going to make their spirit move so strongly that they will be empowered to preach and to go around the world to tell the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. Ascension Sunday is about preparing for Pentecost Sunday. Ascension Sunday is about us realizing that in our little ways, on a daily basis, when we have to let go, God is there. And that when there's big things that we transition from, God is there. Today is the promise of God. It is God's faithful promise that God will ever be with us in the before, in the moment of transition, and that which is to come. As someone who accompanies a number of people each week in their process of transition from death to resurrection, that ultimate moment in our human life in which we come to a place that seems so scary, so overwhelming, so definite, so perpetual, which we don't know exactly what's happening, but our faith tells us amazing things happen. In that moment of transition to resurrection, we are invited once again to believe that God is ever present and God is ever faithful. And whether you're on the side of letting someone go that you care for, you love, or you're the side that's letting go, God is saying that God is ever present and never letting us go. So tonight, as we continue our worship and praise of God with the disciple, may we be aware of this past week of transitions, of letting go. May we be open to what is about to happen in the week ahead, in your own homes, at school, or at work, so that when we gather again on Pentecost, we might be so open to God that the Spirit will rush in. Once again, the Spirit will flood in. The Spirit will be able to come into our lives, emboldening us, affirming us, blessing us, forgiving us, renewing us, so that we can be a people of faith in this church of faith, but also in our daily living of faith. Amen.